My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's big, bad, and trending?
Sponsored by Jerry Chevrolet and their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 48,000 miles. Visit Jerry Chevrolet at the corner of Paring Parkway and Joppa Road or online at jerrychevrolet.com.
At 105.7 The Fan.
What's trending in social media at 9:03 in the a.m.? Guys, we've been in this business long enough, all of us, to where if you break through and get into this business, you have longevity, and you earn a good living at it, I respect you. I respect your hustle. It's because it's tough to do. We all know how tough it is to do. It was tough for us too. We see others trying to, and they just keep hitting that glass ceiling. So when you can do all the run that trifecta, I respect you. I respect your effort, your hustle. Having said that, I could do, and I could have done without guys like Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman. The list goes on. It's a short list, but it's a list. I could have done without those guys because, Ed, they've taken sports and made it akin to All My Children.
Yeah.
It's now a soap opera where you're hearing phrases like take. What kind of take was that? Wasn't a take. It was a conversation. And they really made it, they made sports, and someone said this on social media, almost like politics, where if your opinion is different, you're an idiot. You
don't know what you're talking about. S.H. Steele.
Yeah.
Well, she's been speaking up for
Samantha Ponder.
Yeah, Ponder now.
And she should, because look what they do. And Ponder made, she said something that I've said on the air, and people have complained. It was like, I don't want men playing women's sports. That's what she said. And well, it's like, she's entitled to her opinion.
Yeah, no, she absolutely is. And this is one of the parts, too, that I don't like about this industry. And again, I don't even lean that way. But if you lean anywhere towards the right and you make a statement, it just seems like you're going to get shut down by a lot of the media sources out there.
They will try to get you fired from whatever your livelihood is.
But I do think, like, there was a lot of misinformation being put out there, with especially with the boxing and the Olympics. But there's way more stories we should be talking about of, you know, a transgender athletes going up against. We only see it from men transitioning to women competing. We don't see women transitioning to men and competing with the men. It just doesn't happen.
But even in that, those are legitimate stories. We have a tendency, Jeremy, and that's we as a sports community, and not so much the three of us or four of us, but we have a tendency of making stories where there are no stories and forcing stories. It's not a story.
yes, it is because of the, no, it's not. It's not a story. Because I think people, and again, I go back to social media and reality TV, people really believe that life doesn't begin unless you post it or record it. If you don't post it or record it, life doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Life's happening right down this mic. The people on the other side of this mic down the hall in this building, they're not doing anything. They won't do anything unless they post it or talk about it.
We talked about what kind of take is it. It's always these outrageously hot takes. Like, I don't know if everybody, I watched because it was about Lamar and Dak Prescott. Did you see Stephen A. and Ryan Clark? Stephen A. was outrageous. Outrageous.
But he was loud.
Loud, and he's all kinds of, you know, hyperbole, called Ryan Clark a blasphemer. And like, it was just the stupidest exchange I've ever seen. But I mean, this is what we've come to expect now. I don't like it because it's not sports coverage.
It's not. It's not at all. It becomes a soap opera. And if you, I know I was called a homer. Someone actually told me, I think it was Friday, they asked me a question. And I gave them an answer to the question. And it's weird because I just asked someone that same question he asked. He said, well, I don't want to get the mass answer. I want to get the real answer. And I said to him, there's 30 people in this area. If you don't want the Masson answer, why you ask me? Ask the other guy. I'm giving you the answer based on not my opinion, but I just asked that question to someone. Well, I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. Because I didn't post it. It wasn't on camera. I didn't ask the question. That's what I mean. Everything has to be live. People believe what they see is it. If they don't see it, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, it doesn't exist.
To that
point, because I didn't see it.
To that point, too, like, and that's kind of what Fox Sports has become. And I'm not saying it's like ESPN's done it too, but you look at the transition from building up that show. Whether you want to go back to Bayless, Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith, Nick Wright on FS1. Nick Wright just listed his top 10 players in the NFL and didn't have Lamar Jackson in his top 10, but he had Josh Allen. You know, and you start looking at some of the comparisons. He had Joe Burrow, who didn't even play last year. So, like, you can say whatever you want now, and as long as you scream it loud enough or people are talking about you, whether it's good or bad, that's apparently good publicity either way.
And it's gotten to the point where, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I love my job. I don't like the business.
Mm-mm.
You know, I love my job, but the business as a whole has gone foul, man. I mean, everybody wants to push the envelope. Instead of just presenting the facts, if the facts are boring, let's make up another story. And it's become actually scripted. The game is not scripted, but everything that goes on around the game has become scripted.
Yeah, and even if the story's boring, just get loud and make it interesting. That's what they do. I mean, I'm going to scream louder than you and make it like I'm really passionate about something nobody cares about.
See, I hate, I was talking to somebody yesterday that listens to a lot of podcasts with athletes. And now it's an interesting thing where you can get to hear their side of the story. But some of them are crazy as hell. Like, we were talking about Gilbert Arenas' podcast where he just routinely, he said the other day, if you take away Steph Curry's jump shot, his 3-point shot, is he still dangerous on the court? Yes. Yes, he is, of course. But you don't get to take that away. What are we even talking about? You know, so like we hear some nonsensical things, but like Skip Bayless, it's so cute to make up a goofy name. Like he's not LeClutch, he's LeChoke. And like, what are we doing here? Well, that's what you want to pay
millions of. I've heard people try to make points like this. I've heard this before where, you know, someone will say, well, if you look at Derrick Henry's, you know, rushing yards, but if you take out his 37-yard run, he only had 3 yards. But you can't do that.
How about you
take out the one he had for a loss?
Yeah. That's what makes him dangerous, the fact that he can break one at any moment.
The point is, you can't take anything out. That's how you got to put average. And if you're going to do legitimately, you have to take the high and the low. It's so stupid.
Hey, let's take it to the street. You're right. That's a great point. Okay, well, I'll take it out. Let's take out the three that he only had 2 yards to. Then will we? Let's take it to the streets. 410-583-1057.
Sorry.
has sports become more about narratives than the actual game? Jeremy, you brought up a situation yesterday when I saw you up in the suite about a WNBA story that just gotten ridiculous. We'll bring that up too on the other side right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending? Taking your phone calls. Has sports become more about narratives than the actual game? Now, Jeremy, I saw you at the ball game yesterday, and you brought up a very interesting story that's going on right now in the WNBA.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we were shooting the breeze with a couple of guys talking about just sports, you know, like typical things guys do when they get around each other, and I was just saying how frustrated I am, and I've been watching so much WNBA, at these narratives that they keep building. First off, it was the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark thing, and they built that up, and then all of a sudden you see them at the All-Star game, and they look like best friends. There's all kinds of reasons why things are going wrong. Now the new thing is, Caitlin Clark just played against Diana Taurasi, and when Taurasi and Sue Bird were doing the draft night thing, they were asked the question about what's it going to be like for rookies coming in. They didn't say what it's going to be like for Caitlin Clark coming in. Nope. They said all rookies, that there's a physical nature. Every level of sport you go up to, it gets a little bit more physical. You got bigger, stronger, faster every time you're doing it. I don't care if women, men, whatever. So now you look at the WNBA and what happened. She said, here's what Diana Taurasi said. She said, there will be a lot of athletes that come up here and struggle and then slowly start to figure it out once they get used to the physicality. There's going to be other ones that come up and they never get accustomed to it and they quickly fade out of the league. I don't know what these players are going to be. They'll show us. What happened to Caitlin Clark when she started? She struggled. You know what? She's figured it out. And now she looks like one of the best players in the league, period. But I don't know why you go back and attack Diana Taurasi. What she said was 100% true. She didn't say it directly about Caitlin Clark, but it does apply.
Absolutely, but making it personal about Caitlin Clark.
And they
Clark.
Run that clip over and over and over again, not the whole clip, just the part. And then if you take that part, it does sound like, here's what she said about Caitlin Clark. No, she was talking about all the athletes that were coming in, because there's more talent at the collegiate level now than we've ever had, or at least it's getting acknowledged now and moving on to the WNBA. It makes me wonder if there's going to be expansion in the future or anything. But all that aside, I just think these stupid narratives that they try to build, there's nothing behind it.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go out to Westminster and get Kenny. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning. Rob, question for you here. We were just talking a little bit ago. You guys were saying about Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless and whatnot. You know, if no one agrees with their opinions, you're kind of like left to the wayside. I listen to the show pretty much every day, and sometimes it almost appears that way when you're talking, Rob, that, you know, if nobody agrees with your opinion, it's the same way. So I want to ask you to try to explain the differences there.
What do you mean? What happens? Give me what happens when you disagree with me?
For instance, a little bit ago, you guys were talking about a story, and one of the guys spoke up, I think it was Jeremy, spoke up and said, well, that is a story. And you were like, no, that's not a story. And you started explaining your opinion. So sometimes,
that's not dismissing anybody. He gave his opinion, I gave my opinion. We disagreed. How did I dismiss him?
You know what it was? Right. It was when I said you should be happy about coming out 2-2.
That's what it was. I remember what it was.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, to me, I'm not happy about it winning 2 out of 4. Jeremy is. So how is that dismissive of Jeremy? Because I'm saying I'm not happy about winning 2 out of 4 at home against the AL East team.
I'm with the caller.
How is that dismissive?
Now, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes, I mean.
But I'm asking you for an example. That's not a good one. Just give me a good example.
I've listened to the show quite a few times, and you're very opinionated.
You know when it happens? It happens like this. It happens when people say things like you just said. I ask for example, and you don't give me one. That's when it happens.
Okay, well, I'll start writing them down, and then I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And listen,
hold up. I'm very argumentative. I agree. I admit that. I'm very argumentative. But at the same time, when you all think I'm cutting you out or I'm cutting you off,
that ain't always the case. Yeah, the other part that people have to realize, too, is sometimes we're up against it. And, you're going to sit here and lash out and try to have a conversation. Sometimes it's, Rob, you've always said get in where you fit in. Sometimes that's how it applies, too.
But my point is, when they get cut off sometimes, it's not always the case that I'm cutting them off.
Yeah.
And it's not always coming from me. 410-583-1057, that's the number. And as I always say, state your business. Yeah. Let's go. Ed Towson, what's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Starsky, Hutch, and Huggy Bear back in the saddle. That works for me, man. I like it.
Yeah, don't call me no Huggy Bear, man.
I thought I was Huggy Bear.
How do you know he meant you?
Yeah, so I hadn't defined who was Starsky and Hutch yet.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, nah, man, that's a lot to unpack, bro. I mean, Rob, and I was going to talk about a lot of stuff, but I'll say this much. I've said too much sometimes because I get exuberant when I'm talking about sports and because I'm kind of on the inside, but I can't say much. Y'all had to hit the kill switch on me. And you know what? When you do that, I apologize the next time I come back on, but you ain't seen one text from me saying, yo, man, I think that was, nah. I call in, I say what I need to say, I hang up, I like to hear myself, and I'm done. I'm saying it is what it is. I mean, come on, why we got to make a whole lot of this? That's what it is. Ed, you know what it is? It's tabloid journalism now, dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what we used to look at in the line and see. You couldn't sue those companies back in the day because the rule was you cannot prove that I did not know it was not true.
That's right.
And that's why nobody sued those organizations. Well, now you just throw anything out, and if it sticks, you go with it. Stephen A. Smith, nice guy, alumni, with Sam State, all that. He don't know no more. He does more research about sports. But since the ninth grade, I've experienced quite a few sports figures and whatnot.
Hey, by the way, he's not doing that research. I learned this from when I worked with Anita, and she went on those shows. The producers produce, whatever you want. If you tell them, hey, I'm against this guy or I'm for it, they give you
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. And look, real quick, before I go, I was working back in the day. I was a kid working for the Washington Post, and I experienced that, Jeremy. And nothing against those guys. I mean, they were doing a great job. But they were not on location. They were not at the game. I walked in one day, they're looking at TV, putting down, getting facts and figures about the game, and then they reported it. So, I mean, I get what you're talking about, but yo, man, people just need to chill out, man. Take a gummy and chill.
Hey, Ed, thanks
a lot.
You'll
be good, man.
But
I'm out,
but
though.
Even going back to the call before Ed, guys, it goes to what we're saying. We went from, are we creating narratives, to you bringing up me disagreeing with people. Are you accusing me of creating a narrative, or are you saying that I'm opinionated? I'm opinionated. I admit that. I'm very opinionated. I don't hide behind that. Never have. But how is being opinionated a creating narratives? That caller created a narrative. We went from guys who create narratives to now you're criticizing me because I'm opinionated and I disagree with people. Those are two different things. Two completely different things. You want to accuse me of creating narratives? Fine. Go at it. If you want to accuse me of being highly opinionated, I don't think that's a debate.
But I just want to to put this to bed. You know, even when Rob's not here, he still hangs up on people. Just so everybody knows, it ain't none of us. It's all Rob.
Let's go to Timonium and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Bob's, here he is.
Yeah, how you doing, Jeremy?
How you doing?
Good. Good to hear you back in there.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen, man. You know, you take Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith. I mean, you can give your opinion, but the thing that pisses me off is they get on there and call a guy a choke artist, this guy choke. That guy's a professional athlete, okay? And the way he denigrated Shannon Sharp, I'll never forgive him for it. That guy's a Hall of Fame football player. All three of you guys have played enough sports in your life to know what it takes to get to a professional level. And I don't care if you're the 53rd guy, if you're on the practice squad, that person deserves respect. And when they get on a national TV program and start talking about, well, so-and-so and this guy, you know, it just aggravates the hell. That's not a turn. Hey, that guy probably played in a dodgeball tournament in junior high school, and the other one was in a badminton tournament, and they're going to criticize a professional athlete. And I just don't go for it.
Well, badminton's it's a very aggressive sport, and really good athletes play that, by the way, just so everybody knows. I love badminton. And by the way, like just speaking of sports, I think Ed's played more water sports than Rob and I combined. So
no doubt.
Yeah, there's that. It's good to hear
Ben. Ben Hall's on Core 945, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Can I bet on my phone in the state of New York?
I think you can. Yeah. Ben's giving me a thumbs up on that one. So, yeah, you should be good.
But Ben would know. Ben's the second biggest degenerate on the show.
Well, that's fine. That's just because I weigh more than him. But look, so the interesting thing about this is I was so excited to come back and talk. I had the worst day yesterday. Like, everything went wrong for me. I had a really good week of picking games, a lot of 3-2s in my top five and what have you. I'll tell you what went wrong yesterday. I love today's slate, even though it's a smaller one. I think there's some really good plays. We'll break them down for you next when we come back in the Daily Line. All right, here we go. Let's talk about today's slate. And over the weekend, like I was talking about before, I had a bunch of really good days strung together, a 4-1, a 3-2, a 4-1 to start last week. And then I had a terrible day Thursday coming back. I was 1-4 in my top plays. And then winning days on Friday and Saturday, 3-2, 3-2, and come back on Sunday feeling really good about the slate, and you end up going 1-4. So let me explain in my top plays. I did hit a bunch of other stuff. WNBA's back. I'm 2-1-1 in the WNBA since it's come back. And lots of good stuff. There's nothing tonight, I believe, for the WNBA, just all baseball. And I'll give you those plays here in just a second. But as I look at what went wrong yesterday, it's just frustrating, man. Because, all right, so I had the Cubs and Blue Jays. I had the Cubs there in that game, right? Shota Imanaga, I thought he was going to dominate. He did. Blue Jays won 1-0. Mm-hmm. Both pitchers ended up dominating. Wow. It was a good weather game. I debated on taking the under, but nope, stayed with that. Had the under in the Mariners-Pirates game. For whatever reason, Mitch Keller did not have it. I mean, he gave up 10 runs to this Mariners
team. Merrill Kelly?
Merrill Kelly's on the Diamondbacks. Okay. Mitch Keller. Yeah. Mitch Keller is the guy on the Pirates. I always get those two guys mixed up. Maybe it's the M&K. And then I had the under in the Rays Diamondbacks, which I felt really good about. And then you didn't. The one I hit was the Phillies and Nats. I had the over in the Royals Reds, which I gave it out at 9.5. Right after I gave it out, it went to 9. The Reds didn't help us out at all. It finished 8-1. So hopefully you got the 9 and you pushed. If you didn't, you know, like I did, it sucks. It sucks when you lose those types of games. And the other thing that I really wanted to bring up about that Royals-Reds game, and I loved it so much, don't go back and look at the box scores and go play-by-play if you're not watching the games, because sometimes it'll make you sick to your stomach, like the Reds having the bases loaded, one out, with the heart of the lineup coming up. and Ellie De La Cruz and Spencer Steer decide to strike out when all you needed was a fly ball to get the win. So, yeah, very frustrating yesterday. Did hit a bunch of other plays, but as I say, I always focus on my top five. Had the Orioles, had the Tigers, had Phoenix Mercury last night. They blew them out. I did like the Cardinals, but they ended up losing. So here's what I'm looking at for today with a smaller slate, and these are all later games. I like the Orioles and Mets under, and I know a lot of people are going to look at this game and go, you're taking an under with Trevor Rogers? Yeah, I am. Bigger ballpark. I think this will suit him. The only thing I'm worried about, and I don't know if you've seen the weather report up there, Rob, is it does look like there's some rain in the forecast tonight.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much rain on the tracks last night that we were delayed.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
See, so that's a concern for me, but I do like the Orioles under. I think the Rays and the A's are in a good spot. My algorithm likes Joe Boyle a lot tonight, which I can't even believe I'm saying that. I guess we'll be Boyle loyal. So Joe Boyle, Taj Bradley, two guys that I think are going to keep the score down low. I'm going to take the under at 7.5. I love the Mariners and Dodgers to go over the 8.5. Probably my favorite play of the day, along with the Houston Boston under, which I'll get to in a second. But Brian Wu does strike out a bunch of guys, can give up some hard contact. And conversely, when you're talking about Brian Wu going up against the Dodgers, it's Gavin Stone. Mariners have been hitting a little bit better. They're healthier. I think both teams score a ton tonight. I think it goes way over that total of 8.5. Mentioned I like Houston and Boston to go under. Phenomenal pitching matchup. You say Kikuchi?
Kikuchi.
Thank you, Rob.
Kikuchi.
And you're going to go Kikuchi-Koo. And then you look at the pitching matchup again. You say Kikuchi's been very, very good. I thought Rob was going to say it again.
You didn't stop. You didn't give me a break. I didn't want to. I'm accused of talking over people last segment.
But Tanner Houck is another guy for Boston. He's been their best pitcher, in my opinion. So I do like the spot, him going up against Houston. It is, like I said, a very good pitching matchup. Kikuchi's been striking out a ton of guys. And if I've said it before, if you haven't watched an Astros broadcast when they're pitching in Houston, they play Lisa Loeb, you say, every time he strikes somebody out. It's still the funniest thing I think any team does in baseball. Another interesting play, Giants and White Sox. I do like it to go over. I'm going to have a couple other plays a little bit later, but those will go out to subscribers. But right now, this is what I'm kind of looking at. And we'll get back on, baseball winning streak. Like I said, I think today is a very, very good day. The only weather spot was the Orioles under, but of course, as we've talked about, there's rain in the forecast there. Hopefully they get this in and it's not some situation where you're trying to make this game up. But
well, I'm looking at the forecast right now for Queens. 40% chance of rain at 5 o'clock, 40% chance of rain at 6 o'clock, cloudy at 7, sunset 7:40, so no other rain in the forecast.
It looks like even if it goes on a little bit, maybe a delay, and then he should be able to play
maybe
through anything.
Yeah.
All right, so even better, you're getting that right from New York, because I'm just reading some stuff online saying thunderstorms in the area.
There are thunder boomies.
But here, real quick, before I end this, top pitchers on today's slate, Mike King of the Padres, Yusei Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Of Houston, Kevin Gausman of Toronto, Taj Bradley, and Brandon Fatt. Of Arizona.
Somebody Fat.
It's the best name in baseball. Fat. Yeah. Fat. So, and in the top hitters on today's slate, it's always Shohei Ohtani's always up top. Bobby Witt Jr. has been annihilating the baseball since the All-Star break. Corey Seager, Corbin Carroll back up there, and O'Neill Cruz as your top five hitter. So there you go.
There you go. So, Ed.
Yes.
I think I'm going to walk the 3-mile trek back to the hotel because I saw some interesting things on the ride here, like Little Italy.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, yeah, Ed knows this, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. So I got my Uber. I said, if there's a place I can get some coffee on the way there, you can drop me off. It's only a couple blocks away. And over there in Soho, you're probably not, but we'll find some coffee trucks on the way. I'm like, coffee trucks? Hell, he's talking about. We round the corner, and there was like a food truck. It had the hottest coffee that I've ever had in my life, and that's a good thing because I love piping hot coffee. It had oatmeal. Didn't charge me extra for oatmeal. Oat milk, I'm sorry. Didn't charge me extra for it. And it had the softest bagels. Let's be honest. You know me. I'm not a bagel guy, but when you're in New York, you get a bagel. So when you get hot bagels and they sit for an hour before you can eat them, what normally happens?
They get hard?
They get hard. This bagel.
That's what happens when I sit for a while.
No. This tuna can. This bagel, it sat for an hour and a half. And the butter was still melted. It wasn't hot. But the butter was still melted. And it felt like I was pulling bread out of a loaf of bread. It was still soft. It was the best everything bagel I've ever had.
Did the coffee come in with blue and white paper cups?
Yes.
Yeah, I love those.
Yes.
His coffee?
The coffee.
Yeah, it comes was in good, like man. The Greek, and a large was a large.
Greek logo, blue and white cups.
Yeah,
man. And really, what they serve, too, is buttered rolls. Same bagel. Yeah. They have a roll. A Kaiser, we cut it half and butter it. That's like a New York thing.
They serve that. They had every kind of pastry, scones, every kind of pastry you want on this truck. And I'm like, wow. The guy said, yeah, get it there. He said, yeah, I'll wait for you. I got out, got what I needed, got two coffees, sat back in, and took me the rest of the way. A food truck serving coffee and bagels at 4:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
New York.
Mm. Well, what
and
is it?
Other food trucks. We passed through Times Square. They had what's those hot dogs called here?
Sabrets.
They had the Sabrets trucks.
Sabrets.
They had Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost 5 a.m.
You know, if I was there, I'd have a wiener in each hand right now.
They had
yeah, I know you would.
Pizza places
but in the village.
Open. Pizza places open.
Already?
Who eats pizza? I don't think they closed.
Hey, the police need somewhere to eat at night.
Dude, Times Square, there's about a block of Times Square, I probably saw 100 people out.
Yeah.
Still, taking pics, taking selfies.
It's so funny you say this, though. I just found out I can get Sabrets, the onions, the seasoned onions, and on Amazon.
Oh, really?
I just bought them this weekend. I had hot dogs all weekend, yeah.
It's unreal, too, like when you start looking at the things just going back to home and seeing Ed's eyes light up when you start talking about all the different things that you were running into. What is it about New York bagels that everybody says that they are the best?
They say it's the water, but I don't know.
They are the best.
They're better than anywhere I've ever had.
It's like McDonald's French fries.
You don't let a hot bagel sit for an hour and a half and it's still soft. It's like normally you let it sit that long, you bite into it, you hear the crunch. There's no crunch. It wasn't toast.
Like a hockey puck.
I was disappointed before I got here.
Yeah, who comes closest to New York? We should have a bagel contest in studio. Because I tell you, you should seriously go to Essa Bagel.
Might now.
ESSA Bagel. There's a bunch of them.
Really good?
Now.
Really good.
I'm not a bagel guy, but I was like pulling the bagel out of the bag thinking, man, this is going
to
suck.
Go to Elizabeth Street. Yeah. Downtown, go to Elizabeth Street. There's so many new cool stores. It used to be a dump in Chinatown. Now it's cool.
China.
Yes, this is my two favorite cities, Jeremy, Tampa and New York.
I thought you liked Key West now.
I love Key West, but Tampa, New York is still my favorite.
I got you. Yeah, you've been there multiple times.
I'm going to Tampa next week, I think. Yeah.
With the Orioles or for vacation?
With me.
With me.
With me. With De La Sosa.
You want to go with someone you love.
Me, myself, and I.
That's the way to go.
I love me some me.
I travel with someone I love. I'm going with me.
Oh, my God.
Ben has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Mic check 1-2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big bang encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
For one last time, I need y'all to roar.
My favorite story, Ed. I went to a Japanese bakery, and I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but
just tell the story. It's fantastic.
If you've seen the movie Dude, Where's My Car? I walk in, and I'm higher than giraffe testicles. I mean, we're walking around the city taking everything in, and I walk by a bakery, and my fat ass looks over and says, we're stopping here. I think I stopped at every bakery in San Francisco, but this Japanese bakery was off the charts good. I come up, and the lady's like, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'll take a Blue Mary muffin. And she's like, and what else? And I went, I'll take one of those rolls with raisins in it. And what else? And I'm going, oh, geez. I guess give me one of these fruit tarts, whatever that is. And she goes, and what else? And I go, are you going to keep saying and what else? And then she smiles. She goes, I got you. And then the best part of it was when I was leaving, she said, thank you. Have a good day. And of course, what do I turn around and say? And what else? She says, have a good night, too. It was like one of the coolest parts of that trip, just having interaction with people. Yeah, it was her accent. What you mean, Rob? Did you think that was the segment still continuing? See there? Where's Rob?
I'm here.
All right. Man.
Ed's got to speak.
Oh, yes. I forgot that. I've been out for a week.
That's the encore brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more info, visit stopoverdosemaryland.gov or call or text 988.
You think there's a cigar spot on the way back to the hotel?
Dude, if you don't go to Bar and Books, it's on Hudson Street, by the way.
Okay.
So it's on Hudson Street. It's around 12th Street and 13th and Hudson. It's the direction you're going to go anyway. It's one of my favorite cigar places.
You got to go
Hudson Bar and Books.
As long as I'm back in time to shower, change, and catch the late bus, I'm good. I'm not in a hurry to get back today. It's New York, baby. It's New York.
You can go to a men's bathhouse and smoke whatever you want there.
Where?
A men's bathhouse. You've never been in a Turkish prison or a Turkish bathhouse?
You're the one visiting jails. Hey, honey, we're on vacation. Let's visit Alcatraz.
Man. It was cool.
Come on, dude.
It was really cool.
You know, I'm sure it is. It's just, you can put that on the list of things that I'm never doing. I'm visiting a jail.
Because it was cool. I like history.
It's nothing cool about jail to me.
Yeah.
It's the place that I spent all my life trying to afford,
right?
You want me to visit like it's Disney World.
By the way, Rob,
small world.
I saw that. Did you ever see the SNL skit where it's like the new Amazon thing where you walk in, or Apple, whatever it is, and you take whatever you want from the grocery store? So it's all these white people talking. It's like, yeah, you just grab it and go. And then they get the Kenan, and he's like, I do what? He said, yeah, just take it, put it in your bag, and leave. He goes, I ain't falling for that. Nope. turns into this whole different stories.
It's like my buddies, we went to a golf course, and they had this little boat on the course. I don't know why I was there. It was just there in the high grass, and all of them dudes were white. They got on the boat and said, come on, Rob, let's take a picture. Nope, I ain't falling for that. Getting on an old boat with a bunch of white dudes. That's how I got here in the first place. Come on. You know, forget about Gilligan. We were the original Gilligans. It was a 3-hour tour.
Rob was the dad in Friday. No.
That's right. Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned on the Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Well, we talked about which role was a Rhodes Scholar, and it wasn't Samari Roll, Entree Roll, or Butch Roll. It was Myron Roll. I was just, of course, fell into a little rabbit hole with Myron Roll. There's a guy who went to Florida State, drafted by the Titans in the 2010 draft. He went to Florida State College of Medicine. He gets he's awarded a Rhodes Scholarship, studies at Oxford, gets a degree in medical anthropology. She's chosen as the second smartest athlete in sports, behind baseball player Craig Breslow. And he is now a neurosurgeon. He's a resident at Harvard Medical School. He's a doctor at Harvard Medical School.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. Crazy. He's on the, he's a biomed.
He knows the type of men that Bobby Bowden recruited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk trash about Bowden. That's why I don't like Florida State now. How they did Bobby Bowden. Till this day, I hold on to that.
No,
I saw Bobby Bowden, old Bobby Bowden, on the sidelines with headsets on, took the headsets off, and pointed them like there's nothing coming in there.
Yep.
You got Jimbo Fisher over there smiling like a Cheshire cat. You know what I mean? You just completely disgraced this man that took you from being a teacher school to one of the best college football dynasties in the country. You just embarrassed him.
Absolutely. But one last thing. He is related. Entrell Roll, Brian Roll, and Samari Roll. They're all related. I had no idea. So yeah, they are. They're cousins.
The same school.
Yeah, they're all cousins.
So who's the little cousin? Who's the big cousin?
You tell us.
I don't know.
All right, a couple of days today. Today is National Aviation Day, recognizing the pioneers of human flight. Today is also National Potato Day. National Potato Day. What's your favorite type of potato, Jeremy?
I like them any way I can get them. French fried, baked, mash that bitch. I love potatoes.
What's your favorite type of potato, Ed?
Baked, hands down. Just like baked potatoes.
Mine are sweet. I try to stay away from the white potatoes. There's also National Soft Ice Cream Day. I do love me some soft ice cream. Soft. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Isn't all ice cream soft?
No, you know, no. Like Carvel and stuff.
Serve. Either yeah, scoop soft ice cream.
Are you gonna get a cookie puss?
The twirl.
It's in New York.
Some birthdays in sports. Bill Schumacher would have celebrated the birthday today. Former big leaguer Ned Yost turned 69 today. Former kicker Morton Anderson, 64. Former Met Ron Darling turned 64. Former college football player, ESPN analyst Kirk Herbstreit, 55 today. Former tennis legend Mary Jo Fernandez turns 53 today. Former receiver David Patton, 50. DB Patrick Chung, 37 today. And current NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins. He turns 36 today. Gary Gaetti, former big leaguer, third baseman for the Twins. And Bobby Hebert, former quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, share birthday.
Who's older?
Who's older, Ed?
Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert's older. Jeremy?
I'm going to go Hebert.
Hebert. Ben?
Keep the trend going. I'm going to go Hebert.
All y'all wrong. Gary Gaetti turned 66 today. Bobby Hebert is 64. And happy birthday to Oriole Hall of Famer, J.J. Hardy.
Mr. Professional. Guy just always made every play that he was supposed to make. By the way, Rob, today an old lady at the bank told me to check her balance, and I pushed her ass over. I got a couple for the ladies out there. If a man says he will fix it, he will. There's no need to remind him every 3 months. A lot of women actually turn into good drivers. So if you're a good driver, watch out for turning women. It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar, but a 45-minute walk from the bar to my house. The difference is staggering. Yeah, so I stopped in at a Dunkin' Donuts this morning, and someone told me my clothes were gay, and I said, yeah, I just took them out of the closet this morning. Where are we at? I had one more. Oh, yeah, if you serve your kids frozen pizza or chicken nuggets for dinner, you're a terrible parent. I don't care how busy you are. Find the time to microwave them first. That's it.
Oh, man. Bob's back. Vinny and Handy up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!